And good morning, DragonCon. It's the second edition of the DragonCon Late Show. I'm Brian Richardson. To my right,
Allie Pelfrey.
And to my left,
Stephen Grenade.
And they're going to help me anchor the show, meaning I'm weighing it down. They're going to lift it up. We're going to talk about what's going on today in DragonCon. But first, let's talk about what happened yesterday in DragonCon with the epic win that is Shatner.
Holy Shat.
And Nimoy. Oh. Why is Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain?
Why is he climbing a mountain?
Because he's in love. That was a fantastic panel.
That was awesome, awesome panel.
Every other con can just, you lose because that was, Allie, you were here as the yeoman. What did you think of the Shatner?
It was very good.
She's speechless. Yes. She's been rendered speechless by the Shat. It's amazing. The banter between those two is just,
you know,
incredible.
Like they've known them for, you know,
since the
decades.
60s. Yeah. But good stuff. Also, if you stayed up a little later, you got to see the costume contest last night.
There were some amazing costumes in that costume. I really like seeing some of those, since it's the ones more constructed, more on the technical detail. So
right.
There's some really nice things that you get to see there.
It gives the camera operators we have on videography a lot to zoom in on. My favorite last night was still the Big Daddy costume.
That Big Daddy costume. We were watching it's a Big Daddy from BioShock, and all of a sudden the drill starts. It works!
I had a little bit of a geekgasm there. Did
yeah,
you get to
bit.
See the costume contest?
No, I did not.
Oh, what were you doing last night
I
that
was
you can talk
partying.
About? Okay, well, that's always
and
good.
And that's about all I can talk about, so.
Good. It is.
Moving right along.
Moving right along. Also, I heard some of the bands rocked it last night. Abney Park, I heard, did a fantastic job.
Good
While
stuff.
We're on the subject of Abney Park, do you see the line for the steampunk fashion show?
Yes.
It steamed all the way around the exhibit level of the Hyatt. Some really cool stuff. My favorite is still the R2-D4 steampunk.
No, I didn't see that.
That thing
I did see one woman who had brought a stroller that she had steampunked up to have her baby in. Had little bellows and tubes and things like that.
Well, it's an amazing con. Whatever floats your dirigible. All right. Let's talk about the schedule changes. That's the most important thing we have on the docket today. We'll first get down to our edition of The Daily Dragon. Today's color is green.
Look for green.
Look for green.
Threat
green
level green.
Means go. So, I'm going to kick us off with the additions. Stephen, will you give me a hand with this?
I sure can.
Virginia Hayes, Visualization Meditation Workshop, 1 hour discussion, followed by 1 hour of guided meditation. See Mrs. Hay floating in the hallway or at the Walk of Fame for more information. Saturday, 11:30 a.m. in the Piedmont. So hurry up and get there if you want to do it.
I swear I'm not making this title up. Star Trek Authors Cavalcade, The Ladies.
Ooh.
Star Trek writers and editors discuss writing fiction in the Star Trek universe and the future of Star Trek adventures in print with Anne C. Crispin, Susan Kearney, Terry Osborne, and Josephus Sherman. That actually sounds like a really interesting
it
panel.
Does.
Saturday, 2:30 p.m., Savannah.
Film Festival, Urban Wolf.
Suburban Wolf.
That's
in the gated communities.
Yeah, he's got a lawnmower. It's kind of an episodic thriller as an American tourist is stalked by a hidden CCTV operator. That sounds more British to me. But that actually takes place in Paris. Saturday, 2:30 p.m. in the Learning Center.
We have a new So You Want to Be a Sci-Fi Consultant. Saturday, 2:30 p.m., Centennial 2-3. Let me just put that on my schedule.
Oh, you should. Trek Track presents Captain Janeway, Q&A with Kate Mulgrew, Saturday, 4 p.m. in the Marriott Atrium Ballroom.
We've got a new Dragon Reading with A.J. Hartley. That'll be Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in Roswell.
Hildy Silverman will be on the Alternate History Classics, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in the Piedmont Room in this very hotel, the Hyatt.
Claudia Christian is going to be on Improv with Dean Haglund. That'll be Saturday, 7 p.m. in Hanover CE here in the Hyatt.
Planning your own long-expected party. No, it's not D&D. It's actually getting together with real people at a thing they call a partay. Saturday, 8:30 p.m., L506-507 in the Marriott.
We have a new hypnosis overnight group discussion and meditation session led by Dee Bittner, Saturday, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. in M106-107 in the Marriott. Write your own hypnotism joke.
I got distracted
mesmerized.
There for a second. Tony Castillo will be on Iron Artist. Wait, is that right? I thought we were told that wasn't right. Anyway, go to Iron Artist, find out if I'm correct. Sunday, 9:30 a.m. in Centennial 1 in the Hyatt.
In a sort of I'm sure there's not going to be any fights about this, film festival, Religion, Free Thought, and Belief, documentaries on the attempt to put up an atheist tree and an actual reenactment of the crucifixion with nails. That'll be Sunday, 2:30 p.m. in the Learning Center.
Okay, I get this one today. Teenage Bikini Vampires and Death. That's amazing. Filmmaker Debbie Snively brings her morbid, twisted humor to three shorts of a babysitting death, a vampire who wants a tan, and tap-dancing zombies. With Q&A to follow, there should be questions generated by this film, Sunday, 5:30 p.m. in the Learning Center in the Hyatt.
I'm trying to figure out how the zombies tap dance. Maybe it's the fast zombies, because the slow ones would be more of a shuffle.
Yeah, so it's more of a 28 Days Later. The musical!
I would go watch that. All right, New Dragon Reading, Sean Shoshak, whose name I always stumble over, I'm sorry. Sunday, 5:30 p.m. in University in the Hyatt.
The Silk Road Show. Come experience the delights of belly dancing. Sunday, 8:30 p.m., L508 in the Marriott.
Brain-machine interfaces, or the brain as a machine. Talking about the current state of open source hardware for biopotential recording, machine learning, neurobiology, biological motor learning, and brain-machine interfaces for prosthetic and other control. It is way too early for that panel description.
Wow.
Sunday, 8:30 p.m., 202 in the Hilton.
Ginger Buchanan will be on the future of urban fantasy Monday, 11:30 a.m. in the Montreal Vancouver Room in the Hyatt.
We also have the Australian Skeptic Study of Paranormal and Pseudoscience Beliefs G'day, Mate, a presentation of findings from a large study on what people believe and why. That'll be Monday at 1 p.m. in Hilton 202.
You know what I don't believe in?
Australia.
Vegemite.
I've had that.
Is it?
Terrible.
Okay, good. Well, my family's from Scotland. Haggis. That's all I got to say about that. Moving on to cancellations. David Prowse still isn't here, so he still won't be on the Meet the Stars of Star Wars panel Saturday 4 p.m. in Regency 6-7 or Sunday 7 p.m. in the Marriott Atrium Ballroom.
Kate Mulgrew will not be on the Trek Track show Saturday 1 p.m. in the Atrium Ballroom.
It's because she got her own panel. She got upgraded. She's a captain, you know.
That's true.
Making Your Own Costume Extraordinary, Saturday 11:30 a.m., L506, 507 in the Marriott.
This is listed as new. I guess it's a new cancellation. Eureka Creation Theory, Saturday 2:30 p.m. in Centennial 2-3.
Live Long and Prosper. Trek Track presents Leonard Nimoy, French actor. Never heard of him. Saturday 4 p.m. Marriott Atrium Ballroom.
So I guess that's Trek Track does not present.
Right. Trek Track does not present Leonard Nimoy. That was replaced with the Mulgrew panel.
Ah.
So there's still Trek at that time.
There's some sort of, you know, three-card Monty going on here. New Runes of Magic cancellation, Saturday, 5:30 p.m., Augusta. So don't go there.
Friar Brian Small will not be on What Is Your Apocalypse? So I guess the apocalypse has been temporarily delayed. It was scheduled originally for Saturday, 5:30 p.m., L504 in the Marriott.
Neography and Scripts has been canceled, Saturday, 7 p.m., Hanover AB.
Jamie Paglia will not be appearing in Myths in the Movies, How Not to Do Space Exploration. Saturday, 10 p.m., Crystal Ballroom in the Hilton.
Jumpgate Evolution has been canceled, Sunday, 10 a.m., Augusta.
Mary Robinette Kowal, I hope I'm saying that right, will not be on the Creating and Using Puppetry as a Costume, Sunday, 11:30 a.m., M103, 105 in the Marriott.
Annie Owens will not be on Feminine Wiles, The Women of Pop Art, Sunday, 1 p.m. in Hanover F.
Tobu Hooper on short film is now on the short list. Sunday, 5:30 p.m. will not be appearing in the Learning Center.
Another cancellation, Geisha Theater with Anna Ikimaru, Sunday at 8:30 p.m., L508.
Nice job on the Japanese there. William Faith will be on Bleeding Into the Mainstream. Actually, will not be on Bleeding Into the Mainstream. Sunday, 8:30 p.m., Hanover CE in the Hyatt.
Medical Device Developments, Thrills, Excitement, and Crazy Research, not happening. Sunday, 8:30 p.m., 202 of the Hilton.
Is that part of the healthcare legislation again? I think that's why that got canceled.
I think we made that joke yesterday.
Was there a panel where they decided to kill this panel?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Charisma Carpenter, Julie Benz will not be on Working with Joss. Monday, 10 a.m., Centennial Ballroom. It is actually fitting that they get canceled on something about Joss, isn't it? Actually, that was going to be in the Crystal
Ballroom.
That's
hate mail at...
Wrong podcast.
Okay. Joe Flanagan will not be on the Stargate Multiverse Supergate panel at Monday, 10 a.m., Atrium Ballroom.
An hour with Draco Malfoy, reduced to 0 hours with Draco Malfoy. Thank you. I stole that one from you yesterday. Monday, 11:30 a.m., Centennial 2-3 in the Hyatt.
Catherine Kurtz will not be on Last Chance Ask the Authors, Monday, 11:30 a.m., Centennial 2-3.
Sean H. Shaw will not be on Peep Show, Monday, 1 p.m., Hanover F. in the Hyatt.
And evidently the war is over. Holy War Discovery Institute's assault on neuroscience will not be happening Monday, 1 p.m., 202 of the Hilton.
And Charlene Harris is neither plotting nor plotting Monday, 2:30 p.m. in the Manila, Singapore, Hong Kong room in the Hyatt.
Now we move on to corrections. We apologize for the error. The Torchwood An Hour with Yanto is Saturday at 11:30 a.m., not 10 a.m., in the Grand Ballroom of AF.
You still have time. The Atlanta Radio Theater Company will present The Call of Cthulhu by H.P. Lovecraft and Night Call by Brian Phillips Saturday, 7:30 p.m. in the Atrium Ballroom in the Marriott. And I love saying this. Rory Rammer, Space Marshal, Enemies Within by Ron N. Butler and Omnilingual by H. Beam Piperson, 7 p.m. Regency 6-7 in the Hyatt.
All right, we have some updates for you. Dragon Reading Mike Resnick has been moved from Friday, 1 p.m. in the University Room to Sunday at 5:30 p.m. in Roswell.
Arthurian Legend in British Media moved from Saturday 11:30 a.m. to Monday 10 a.m. in the Valdosta in the Sheraton.
Zombie Squad is moving from Saturday 4 p.m. to Saturday 2:30 p.m. earlier in International North.
What is Your Apocalypse? It's like a Capital One commercial gone wrong. Move from Saturday 2:30 p.m. to Saturday 5:30 p.m. L504 in the Marriott.
Fading of the Cries preview has been moved from Saturday 5:30 p.m. in International North to Saturday 7 p.m. in International South.
Young Adult Literature Team Trivia moved from International South into the Hyatt to A601-602 in the Marriott Saturday at 7 p.m.
Court the Late Night Muse is now Court the Later Night Muse. It is not at Saturday 10 p.m. It is at Saturday 11:30 p.m.
And if you stay long enough, you'll be courting the Morning Muse. Margaret H. Bonham's autograph signing has been moved from Sunday 10 a.m. to Saturday 5:30 p.m. The M301-304 rooms in the Marriott.
An Hour with Draco Malfoy moved from Sunday 11:30 a.m. to Sunday 4 p.m. Still an hour. Atrium Ballroom.
Adam Savage is doing his Sunday 1 p.m. autograph signing in the cloakroom, second floor of the Hilton.
Have we found where the cloakroom is yet?
I have not. It is disguised somehow. I think it is, what's the word I'm looking for? Cloaked.
It could be the decloaked room. Twilight Time moved from Sunday 4 p.m. to Sunday 11:30 a.m. in the Atrium Ballroom.
LARP Costuming and Props Exhibition moved from Sunday 8:30 p.m. to Saturday 11 a.m. That's Sunday 8:30 p.m. to Saturday 11 a.m. Grand Salon B in the Hilton.
The Music of Aner has been moved from Sunday 7 p.m. to Saturday 10 p.m., so a whole new day. And that's going to be taking place in L506-507.
British Media Gaming 2 moved from Sunday 8:30 p.m. to Sunday 10 a.m. Valdosta in the Sheraton.
Film Festival Unspeakable Acts will be followed by 1.5 hours of non-unspeakable SF shorts. That will be Monday 1 a.m. in the Learning Center.
Ghost Hunters, What's Coming? Oh my God, it's coming through the wall! Monday 10 a.m. Centennial 1, 2, Monday 1 p.m. Centennial 2, 3. More people can now come.
Being Human has been moved from Monday 10 a.m. to Sunday 10 p.m., which is sort of like a complete flip, Valdosta.
A Last Chance to Ask the Authors has been moved from Centennial 1 to Centennial 2, 3 in the Hyatt. That is Monday, 11:30 a.m.
And Religion, Spirituality, and the Paranormal has been moved from Monday 1 p.m. to Monday 10 a.m. in M106, M107 of the Marriott.
Sanctuary, Don't Feed the Monsters, moved from 1 p.m. Monday to 2:30 p.m. Monday.
And Seeker, The Truth Shall Lead the Way, has been moved from Monday 2:30 p.m. to Monday 1 p.m. in Centennial 1.
So we sort of flipped our Sanctuary and Seekers sort of thing.
Sanctuary.
One reminder before we get off of the schedule changes. Thriller. We are going to have this Thriller event tomorrow. If you want to participate in attempting to break the world record of the most people doing the Thriller dance at once, that's going to be happening in the Sheraton Hotel. You will need to register before the event at the Georgia Room in the Sheraton. It's very important to register ahead of time because, one, you need to practice the dance. Two, you need your name on record or the Guinness World Book of Records will not record it and you don't count and then we can't break the record.
They have yet to change it to Guinness Book of Rumors, so documentation counts. Even if you have registered online, you will need to go and pick up your ribbon so that you have the little official I'm doing this ribbon.
Yes. And then make sure that you are there in plenty of time. It's going to be tomorrow. The event starts at 7 p.m., I believe.
Right.
It's not really on here. I think it's 7 o'clock. Anyway, check the Pocket Program or the schedules on dragoncon.org. What you want to do is get there early enough, because when they run through it, they're going to do one practice run of the full song, which is like a 6 or 7 minute song. And then they're going to do the event to get the world record. And then that's it. If you botch the second one when the Guinness people are actually watching, it doesn't count. There are no do-overs, there are no timeouts, one practice, one real run. So if you want to help break the record, it's going to take a little bit of work, but I think totally worth it.
Sounds good.
It would be kind of the awesome. And now, let's talk to Allie. Should we talk to Allie? Someone, Thrillers at four
are off stage, people are telling us.
Really? Oh, practicing at four, thank you. Yeah, yeah, practicing at four. So that would be good to go to as well. And now, Allie, hi.
Hi.
Hope we didn't bore you over there with all that, like, you know, scheduling stuff, but it's important information that people need to know. Allie would like some viewer feedback, by the way. She's lonely. Not in that way, though. She just likes viewer feedback. So Twitter,
yes.
DC Late Show, or email thelateshow@dragoncon.org. Thank you.
I'm impressed that the elbow thing still works.
That's... I know. Well, I'm giving elbow a low sign. We're getting a chemistry kind of going here. It's kind of nice. We have this relationship. Not that kind of relationship. Married, but
I want purple hair.
Yes, anyway. So, tell us what you have for us today, Allie.
Well, viewer feedback was somewhat sparse, Brian, but there has been...
I'm a sad panda.
Some remarks from fans saying that the staff should rename themselves to the Green Lanyard Corps.
I like that. That's actually...
As superpowers go, that's okay, except for the fact that all the chairs in all the rooms are yellow and we would no longer be able to move them. So there are downsides.
Very nice.
Thank
nicely
you.
Played,
Thank
sir.
You.
Nicely played. I'm going to take a drink while you talk about other stuff.
Okay, and the tip of the day is nutrition. And by nutrition, we do not mean energy drinks, Brian, or candy.
Water is good, but not as so much as nutrition.
It's got a little too much hydrogen in it. I like it a 2-to-1 ratio, hydrogen and oxygen. It's a little too much hydrogen.
Hydrogen dioxide, dangerous stuff. We recommend food with vitamins that has possibly been cooked.
Tell us of this nutrition, because I'm familiar with it as a concept, but how do you implement it at such a convention?
I'm not quite sure. I haven't really practiced this nutrition thing myself.
Do as we say. You may notice we didn't do the sleep. We're not doing the nutrition. Don't follow our example.
Well, read the Daily Dragon. That's actually a fantastic example. I think you should definitely do that. But I've heard tell of these things called fruits and vegetables. I hear they're important. They're essential.
Yes.
There's, in fact, a restaurant in the food court that will sell you giant scoops of vegetables for a decent price, and they're hot and full of nutrition. Try them out.
Oh, my goodness. Another little secret. When you pass by some of the nutrition stops in the Peachtree Center, there is also this wonderful little connecting set of tubes. We refer to them as the Habitrails, which is the name for those brand names of the hamster tubes that you would use to connect the different hamster containers when you were a kid. Did you have hamsters?
I did have hamsters. You know, if I could have a hamster ball to go around in the con, for one thing, the crowds would move out of my way.
Ah, we're going to die. Now, what we like about the Habitrail system is that you can, one, if you're dressed in a nice space costume, if you get an astronaut thing going, you can actually feel, you know, like if you hum the Das Space Zarathustra, you know, you can feel like you're in 2001, and then Blue Danube, that would be great. But you can actually get between three of the four hotels without ever touching the ground, going outside.
Very true.
And you can get almost all the way to the Sheraton without going down the hill. So that's one transportation-related tip, I think, is if you want to go to the Sheraton, go out to the Peachtree Center, look for those vegetables. They have them in some quantity. Then there's a one of those tubes that goes to the Peachtree Fitness Center. Again, exercise, but you're doing that walking through all the hotels. Then you'll get to a parking deck at the end of that Peachtree Center. Take the elevator down to the street. You're now on the street between the Hilton and the Sheraton, and you didn't have to walk down a slope. So mobility issues, boredom, you want to try something different, do that, because I think it's a little bit better than taking the steep grade down the hill. Unless you have a wheelchair and you're just really into speed, that would be awesome. Mm.
The good news is there are lots of people to break your speed at the end. You can just plow into them. They're waiting for registration. Aim for the line.
Speaking of the line, I think we should, are we ready to go out to the man on the street? Is the live feed up and running? We're going to crank up the live feed again, hit Crispy, who's our man in the hall, and see what's going on outside of our room. Waiting for the live feed.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Here we are, day two of DragonCon, and I've seen so many amazing costumes. There have been there's stormtroopers, more Princess Leias. I even saw this really elegant Boba Fett. It was all steampunk. That's huge this year. Who knew? However, the downside to that is things that are seen can't be unseen. For example, is that Sailor Moon or Sailor Jupiter? Hey, put some pants on, buddy! Anyways, remember, if the elevators are getting clogged, don't forget to take the stairs. Wings or not, you can probably make it up there. I'm Crispy, and remember, folks, stay to the right and keep moving. Back to you, Brian.
Hey, thanks, Crispy. That's a good tip, and sorry about the eyeballs. That's why the steampunk people carry goggles at all times.
Does those work?
Well, here's the steampunk tip of the day. Your goggles have to be able to be put on quickly, because danger comes suddenly.
Really, what you need are little blinds that you could...
Venetian
sort of
steampunk goggles?
The steampunk peril-sensitive sunglasses. You just got to operate them and turn the valve.
I just have this image now of going to the Home Depot, buying little tiny Venetian blinds, and then when something happens, the steampunk people pull the cords. And that'd be kind of cool.
Louvers.
Let's talk about a couple of other big events happening at the convention. First is the blood drive. Our blood drive is moving very well. I think we're almost up to 500 usable units of blood.
Yes, and tip? Do not be the guy who goes in there with a beer and says, can I give blood? Because the answer is no. And if you then say, well, I can go away and finish this and come back, the answer is still no. Do it before.
Remember that nutrition thing we were talking about? Eat properly before you give blood. We know free cookies are a big draw, but they want you to not pass out because it's really a bad PR move, in my opinion, to have people passing out at the blood drive. it's not good. And remember, not true blood, real blood. Second, what are we looking at? Oh, yeah, let's talk about the Dawn Contest.
That's coming up tonight.
The big event tonight. You familiar with the Dawn Contest?
Yes, I am.
Do you enjoy the Dawn Contest?
I've actually never been.
You've never been.
Now's your chance.
Now's your chance. I think this is a good year to go. It's, what, 11 years?
Has it been that long?
It's been quite a
Holy
while. Dawn is a creation of Joseph Michael Lenzner. It is sort of it's become an interesting character at the convention because it brings a female costume contest that, one, is not really just sort of a catwalk show because people put a lot of detail into their costumes, and really there's a lot of detail in Lenzner's characters. He tries to draw from a lot of different mythologies and such. There's a lot of imagery and things that people can build into the costumes. And second, they don't emphasize a particular body image. So Dawns of all shapes, all sizes are entering the contest, and they're being judged really on their costuming skills and how they represent that character. There is a cash prize for this. That's probably one of the reasons it's
cash
a really
money.
Big event. But we've had like between 50 and 70 contestants in years. We have, and really it's going to have the same kind of draw that you would have for the Masquerade or the Friday Night Costume Contest. So if, one, there are some very attractive women that enter this contest, so there is that element. Don't think that it is, you know, just going to be a little bit of costume detail. I do consider it a little bit more adult than some of the other things that go on at the convention. If you're not really into that, and you've got a spare few bucks, and you can still scare up a ticket, the aquarium event
tonight.
Oh,
that's
right.
Go see the fishes.
Fantastic. The aquarium actually has, and I'm not making this up, a do not bring a fishing pole rule. You may not cosplay as John the Fisherman. That's all I'm saying.
Imagining somebody coming in with it shoved in their back pocket. It's my cane.
I have a question. How do you piece bond a fishing rod?
Just tape the whole length all the way down.
Just take the
Just
reel
wrap it.
Off or what? Yeah, so if you're going as Huck Finn, I'm so sorry. That's going to be a neat event, and we'll send some people over to cover it, so hopefully we'll have highlights on the DVDs. Actually, that is one question I was getting, not as the viewer feedback, but in the hallways, is how do we get some of the stuff after the convention? The convention actually does produce and sell a series of DVDs. One is a highlights DVD, has all the panel highlights from our top stuff, and some interviews with the guests that we get during the convention that don't actually air, so some exclusive material on that. We have the full Masquerade, and we have the full Dawn Contest, plus any adult highlights we find at the convention, plus the costuming contest, which will then have another event tacked on the back of it. Typically, it's the Miss Klingon Empire Beauty Contest, which is tomorrow?
I don't know. Yeah, I lost track of it since it went out of the Hyatt.
That's a spectacle. That is something to be seen, preferably from a safe distance. So, we're coming up about 4 minutes before the show's going to end. I think we should... let's actually talk about some of the smaller events at the convention. Let's not talk about the guy in the front row who's threatening to hit me with a paper airplane of the Daily Dragon. That's a poor use of your Daily Dragon, sir, even if you do have an aerodynamics background. Not everything at DragonCon happens in the big rooms. We talk a lot about the Sheraton Grand, the Marriott Atrium, Regency 6-7, Centennial 2-3. There's some really big stuff that happens up here, and it gets most of the attention. That's because it has the big media stars, people you see on television, people you see in films, people that you know as mainstream writers. Now, lower down in the hotels, the smaller rooms, there's still some cool stuff that happens. First of all, authors. We were doing our DragonCon TV panel yesterday, and it took us 20 minutes to get into the room at the Hilton in the podcasting track, because the authors at the end of the panel were hobnobbing with all of the fans. And these are some pretty big people, like Scott Sigler, who's a pretty mainstream horror author now. A lot of podcasting people, Mer Lafferty was there. I've seen Mike Resnick a couple of times wandering around the hallway, who probably, Resnick may actually have more awards than Ellison now, I'm trying to remember. It's somewhere on that borderline.
I'm not sure I'm going to weigh in on that fight.
Well, any fight with Ellison, I think we ought to stand a far distance back from. But the thing is, there are a lot of really good guests that are appearing in some very small rooms. So don't just look at the big stuff that happens in the huge schedule grid. Dig a little deeper. Start looking at stuff that's going to happen. If you see a name in the Hyatt for a room, it's like Piedmont Baker. Sounds like a street name. Or you see something over in the Hilton that's happening like 203, 204, Science Track. I mean, there's got to be something good happening in Science Track.
I would recommend, in fact, the Evil Geniuses panel tonight, this afternoon at 4 p.m. in the Crystal Ballroom over at the Hilton. Not that I'm going to be on it or anything.
There's just
Let me plug my panel.
There's so much stuff happening here. It's easy to think that DragonCon is just four or five big ballrooms and a couple of concerts. And, you know, a couple of guys you saw on a TV show in the 60s or 70s. It's not. It's really wide-reaching. There's a lot of interest here. So if you see a line for panel and you're like, you know, maybe I can watch that rebroadcast later, or, you know, maybe it's cool to see the Stargate people, but you know what, I read this great horror book, or I listened to this podcast, or, you know, I really would like to know what the space program is doing, because all I see these days are the shuttle getting retired and not hearing about what's happening in the future. Seek some of the stuff out. It's a big schedule. It may take you a few minutes to read it. You can do it while you're eating vegetables. I think that's important.
You can spread out your pocket program and plan your days. Actually, the schedules are now available as Google Calendars and PDFs and things like that, so you can put it on your smarty phone and things.
Publications.dragoncon.org. There is actually an iPhone app.
Yes.
Where is the Android phone love? My G1 feels
so unloved. That's
because
the iPhone is so much cooler.
All right, there's going to be
that's
a cage
mail.
Now we're going to get feedback. We're starting a smartphone fight. TheLateShow.DragonCon. TheLateShow@DragonCon.org. Okay. 1 minute to go. The producer's looking nervous. Looks like we just need to start wrapping this thing up. Yeah. First of all, want to introduce... Alex is behind the camera. John's in master control. Dana's giving me weird signals, telling me to steal third as the show producer. The sound guy's flipping me off. And Patrick is still our technical director. Alex behind the camera also did our show intro and segments of our exit. And the keyboard Klingon you'll see in a minute is Kevin. He has no shame. Allie, any parting thoughts for today's show?
Check out the Colonial Fleet Party tonight. I hear it's going to be great.
Yes, that is going to frack and rock.
And before the Colonial Fleet Party, at 4 p.m., there's the Evil Geniuses panel.
So come watch our resident Evil Genius.
You can ask me questions, like the difference between henchmen and minions.
Oh, and that is an important difference. And my thing is, oh, look at that mole. We're going to have to go because the parade is at 10 o'clock. It's kind of early, but it's totally worth it. If you can't make it, we will edit it and show it tonight before the Dawn contest on DragonCon TV. Check your local listings. That's Steven. That's Allie. I'm Brian. I'm not wearing any pants. That's because I'm in a kilt. And we're ready to get played off. Play me off, keyboard Klingon.